Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at 97.5 FM WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to have some fun this hour. In a little bit, we're talking kiss cams. Who likes them? Who doesn't? We will discuss. Can't imagine why that's coming up.
No idea.
Get into that. We got our schedule coming up, some really good stories of the day, and plenty more we'll be getting into. But we kick off with entertainment on a melancholy note, a sad note, really. Malcolm Jamal Warner from The Cosby Show passed away Sunday in a tragic accident during a family vacation in Costa Rica. He was only 54. Warner, who played Bill Cosby's son, Theo Huxtable, drowned after getting caught in a strong current.
Oh, no.
Warner also played A.G. Cowlings in the FX show American Crime Story. His other credits include Malcolm and Eddie, a fun show that was on for a while. He was great on the TV show Community, Sons of Anarchy, had a great spot on Dexter. A lot of great guest spots over the years. He also directed episodes of The Cosby Show, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and Sesame Street. Some great work he did on Sesame Street. Really good work. He is survived by a wife and daughter who he was very secretive about. He didn't like his, you know, he didn't put himself out there very much. He put himself in the public eye very
tried
much.
Tried to keep his private life private.
Yeah, yeah. So there's two notes that we have to, I think I want to address real quick here. And I will say that I hadn't thought about this until hearing this news Sunday. By all rights, the Cosby Show should, you know, in a different world with a different leading man. We're talking about one of the most popular, one of the most celebrated TV shows of all time, and because of Bill Cosby's actions off the field, and his being a, just speaking for myself here, nobody else's opinion, a monster. A genuine, living, breathing monster. And that's just my opinion. You don't have to agree with me or not. But because of that, that show will never be syndicated. That show will never be out there. And that's what happens. There's nobody crying a tear for that. But I do feel that it is a shame that all the other people that worked so hard on that show, like Malcolm Jamal Warner, like Felicia Rashad, the producers, the writers, every single jazz star that showed up on that show, all had to lose thousands, probably millions in royalties for that show playing on every single network at 5 o'clock or 5:30 or something like that, or the legacy. That the other actors deserve on that show for putting all the time and effort and everything into it. This is the way the world works. I don't think that there's a perfect way to do this. I don't know if somebody wants to go back and re-edit The Cosby Show without Bill Cosby in it. You know, good luck. There's no separating. I really forced myself to try to see, can I talk about Malcolm Jamal Warner and not mention The Cosby Show and not mention Bill Cosby, any of that, because I don't want him to be attached to this either. But I also, we got to be honest with each other. And we're in a different time now. And we're being asked as fans, as not just fans of entertainment, but as voters when it comes to the politicians that we're voting for, to even the people that we work with or work for. That we know more about each other than we've ever known. And you got to be able to gauge these things. I use Michael Jackson as a bit of an example. With my past and being, you know, coming from abuse, I can't listen to Michael Jackson anymore. I know that what the courts have said. I know what his biggest fans will tell me. And I'm just telling you where I'm coming from. At the same time, Billie Jean comes on the radio and I'm probably going to bob my head to it. Because I can't help myself. That's the only one of his that I can, but I can't. There are actors that I have studied and loved that I will never watch another scene of theirs because of what they've done and who they are. But this is just me. Everybody's got their own line in the sand. And you got it. You can only go by your own. And I don't like the idea of people telling them where they should put their line. Teach their own.
Everybody's choice.
It's a shame, though, right?
Yeah,
like it ain't right. Like it feels like we should be able to like do. It's weird to me that so often musicians get skate by I think Jerry Lee Lewis was one of the greatest entertainers ever, an incredible artist. He was also a creep. He's also a creep. Like, you can go ahead and tell me it was a different time. No, that's just an excuse you tell yourself. That's just so that you can continue to do it. But musicians constantly go and I don't want to say get away with things, but for lack of a better way to put it, get by with stuff. Whereas actors, where these are literally people playing somebody else, like, we can't do it with. And I'm like one of the biggest on the top of this list, that I have a hard time separating Kevin Spacey, the character, from the person. You would think in your head you'd be able to do it. Like, well, he's not even himself. He's playing a completely character and all that. But I can't. I can't separate it. I see a creep. I can't get into it. I can't watch it. I can't, watch these movies or watch these actors or anything. And I think actors that get caught up in the shuffle, like a Malcolm Jerome Warner or somebody like that, I think it's a shame where it goes. Again, I'm not expecting anybody to feel empathy or sympathy for any of these individuals, but I do think it's worth talking about.
Well, yeah, and people should be held accountable for their actions.
Yep. Yeah, and that's that sums everything up, you know. And when it comes to that, that's all of this stuff is a privilege. It's not a birthright. There's plenty of ways to make a living. There's plenty of ways to entertain. There's plenty of things to do. And once you do something along those lines, you lose that right. You don't get to do that anymore in my book. There's a billion actors, there's a billion singers right behind you that can do what you do. But there's no artist in human history that deserves to get away with anything like that, no matter who they are. Mariah Carey's 16th album is officially on the way. It's called Here For It All, and it comes out September 26th. Wow. She made the announcement yesterday with a clip of her singing the words, "I'm Here For It All," which is likely the title track. Mariah released the album's lead single last month called Type Dangerous. She's been teasing another song, Sugar Sweet, for a while. This is her first album since 2018 and the first with a new label, Gamma. She says, quote, "The next chapter is about owning my narrative and creating freely on my own terms." Mm-hmm. I will say, I'm not a Mariah Carey person or anything, but I, from what I know here from her and people that have been around her, most of her career really hasn't been from her design. Mm-hmm. It sounds like she's going to be able to do that going forward, do a lot more of her own music and the music she wants to do.
Well, and at 56, she should be able to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've talked quite a lot about how record labels and you know, the things that they do in that industry and pigeonhole people into doing what the producers want versus what the artist wants to do. So I'm happy for her. I liked a lot of her music in the 90s. She's a undeniable talent with her voice.
Yeah. One of those voices that even if you don't know the song, you know it's her when you hear it.
I do not like the Christmas song because it's way overplayed.
I think that's the catch when we're talking about her. That's going to come up.
And see, that's the thing. And you feel bad that's what she is known for versus all of the other beautiful songs that she has performed.
She's definitely made quite a bit of money on that song. I don't know. She seems to have really like kind of owned it in the sense of she's tried to kind of like own Christmas as far as that goes.
How could she not?
The other
choice is to just be upset about it, and that's dumb.
Right. Much smarter move to do it that way.
You gotta have a little tongue in cheek there.
Right. Yeah. That's an interesting one that she's, coming out with a new album, too, at this point.
I'm interested to hear it, honestly.
There's so many artists that you wonder, like, I'm not picking on her. I'm bringing her up because I think she's a great example. Christina Aguilera, I don't know any of her songs, but I know that woman can sing.
Oh, my goodness. She is very talented.
She doesn't seem to put out new music. She hasn't, like, in a decade or so. So when artists do that have, like, Jessica Simpson, any of these artists of, like, the late 90s, early aughts or whatever, that I felt like, oh, they're going to be around for 20, 30 years. And then it's not that they're not still relevant or still doing stuff. They just kind of seem to stop doing music.
They just stepped out of the limelight.
I think it's impressive when you see somebody like Mariah Carey continuing to put out new music. That's impressive.
And I'm going to guess that Christina Aguilera will again.
Yeah.
She's just been doing other things.
What I really admire is not going for the cash grab and just, I'm just going to put out an album just to make some money. Like, if you're not feeling the music, if you don't have new music, I admire that. Not just doing that. That's impressive. And then, of course, all this being said, there's Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton's new musical just had its first preview in front of a live audience, and Dolly was there in person to celebrate. It is called Dolly, a True Original Musical, and it's previewing at the Beacon Theater in Nashville. Perfect place for it.
Wow.
I hear some of the best acoustics is at the Belcourt Theater. I've heard that before. This is all in preparation for the show's Broadway debut next year. Dolly and the director said some words before opening night, and as always, Dolly charmed the crowd. but she also laid down the law. She said, quote, every time you hear a song you know, you're going to want to sing to it. Well, don't. This ain't no hootenanny. This is a Broadway musical, y'all.
Perfect.
I love this. I love that she said this. I think I don't know if it was her intention or not, but I think that part of the point of that is these actors get, you know, just pay attention to the show. Just enjoy the show.
Singing along, you're going to miss. Yeah. You're there to watch them perform, not to perform yourself.
I will only add on to that. I don't know their protocol with cameras or, you know, your phones and everything. Put the phone away. Put the phone away and take in the show.
Well, you know, with theater, that's a no-no.
I would think so. I would lean that way. I just didn't want to assume. But you're right. You're right.
That's all copyright protected stuff. I'm sure there's going to be a, you know, thing in the program, and then also somebody will say it before the show starts.
Yeah.
No pictures or videos throughout this performance.
There's a great video of this interaction on that you can catch on TikTok. I am sure it's on other platforms too. If you do, you will see Dolly Parton in an amazing outfit. Fantastic outfit. It just looks great. And I think it's also noteworthy given, you know, she's still hurting. She's still going through some stuff. I can only imagine. And still putting herself out there, still doing these things because they're commitments that she made and she sees them through. It just adds to the impressive things to me about that person. Incredible. Absolutely.
I love her saying, this ain't no hootenanny.
Hootenanny. We need to hear hootenanny more often.
Yes.
We need to hear that word more often. We got to find it. We may make a segment called This Ain't No Hootenanny, just so we can say hootenanny more often. Our wonderful friends over at Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater, CWAC, are getting ready to kick off their next season, and an important one, their 52nd season.
Woohoo!
They even have an opening banquet to go along with the show.
Oh, nice.
Romeo and Juliet will be part of the Schmeckley Shakes. This will be premiering July 31st, then August 1st, August 2nd, and August 3rd. All shows at 6, but that August 3rd show will be a 2 o'clock. And that August 1st event will also feature before the 6 o'clock show at 5 o'clock, their opening banquet.
Ooh.
That's going to be nice. Get your tickets. Take in this show. Buy local. Support local. That includes the arts. You can get them at CWAC.org. And if you want a preview of this, we are going to be having a new edition of Director's Playhouse. We're going to have Susan Egrin and I think maybe some of the other cast members joining us next Tuesday. And we'll be talking with them. We'll get that interview out on the pod, out streaming right away.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Very excited about that. And I love our friends over at CWAC. And go to CWAC.org to find out more information about this show or Final Fridays coming up this Friday and so many other great things. I just see this picture and I see my buddy Steve and that just makes me smile. Check that out, everybody. Get over to CWAC.org. Buy local, support the arts.
Mm-hmm.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back. We're going to have some more fun. Let's get into those kiss cams. Let's talk about those.
Okay.
When we come back on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a great Tuesday out there, everybody. Mm-hmm. Probably having a better Tuesday than that CEO is. And I think it's hilarious that I purposely just said the briefest of things about this person, and everybody knows who I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, it kind of went viral.
Yes, and we're speaking about, and we're going to get into kiss cams here, and because this is all coming up, of course, because of that viral incident with the CEO with his arms around somebody that he probably shouldn't have had his arms around. And it was caught on a what people are calling a kiss cam, but that's not what it is. Coldplay One is the camera that it's called, and it's really it just a bit that Coldplay does where they find a couple in the crowd, put the camera on them, and Chris Martin sings to them.
Mm.
So it's not really a kiss cam. But
that's a base. Is that?
It's a sports thing. Yeah,
thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually at sporting events, the cameraman will find a couple and put it on them, and everybody cheers them on to kiss, and they do, and stuff like that. And there's been plenty of viral moments over the years when it comes to those. I can remember one where a guy went to kiss a girl, and she like pushed him back, like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's never been anything like this. We've never seen one that was so obvious on the people's faces. You didn't have to be able to read lips.
Oh, no, that's us. And then they duck.
Yeah, yeah. I still maintain the best part of the video is the guy just like trying to do the elevator thing where you just like disappear behind the mirror.
How do I get out of here? Yeah, how do I get away from the camera? Too late, buddy.
The fact that he thought that would work like just tells you the privilege of this person.
And went opposite directions.
When you're at an event and the kiss cam launches on the Jumbotron, are you filled with unbridled joy or are you running for cover? Well, let's find out from this survey. In a new poll, 11% of people say that they love kiss cams. 26% like them, 19% dislike them, and 9% hate them.
Ooh.
Another 35% of people have no opinion on kiss cams.
Okay.
Mm. Generally, men and women have similar feelings about the kiss cam, but older folks are less likely to say that they enjoy them than younger people.
Hmm.
And people were also asked if they've ever recognized someone who've been featured on a kiss cam, and 12% of people have, including 3% who say they have personally appeared on one.
Hmm. Okay.
That's really low. Like, we've had kiss cam for a long time.
Yeah, but how many people were they interviewing for, or, you know?
Sure.
How many people were included in this poll?
Yeah, we don't have the numbers of that, so that's, yeah.
And for the thousands of people in these stadiums.
Right, right. 83, yeah, well, how many of them are admitting it, too, I guess.
Right.
Because I will say this may be the most viral and the first time we've really caught a video of this, but this ain't the first time this has happened on a kiss cam.
Right.
I guarantee, I will put my name on it that this has happened. We just didn't have we didn't have somebody recording it or something.
Mm-hmm.
83% of people have not recognized anyone on a kiss cam, so no family, friends, or executives of their company or something.
I think it's kind of, I have thoughts.
Well, I journalistic integrity here. I like many out there, have been cheated on, and I got no empathy for cheaters. And it does sound like now that we've heard the day, information we have from this story, if you will, I'm using quotation marks. I don't feel any. I am literally diagnosed with hyper empathy, and I have none for this person. I have none. Mm. Like I don't like the idea of social media judging people. I don't like the idea of laughing at people's unfortunateness. However, when you do it to yourself, if I just put down a bunch of rakes in front of me and then I start recording and I step on each one of those rakes and it hits me in the face, like, you are more than welcome to laugh at me. I asked for that. I did that to myself. I don't know. You did it to yourself, man. I'm not gonna.
And then when you read the statement he put out.
Yeah, could not be more. Oh, yeah.
Brings it all home.
I feel like there are plenty of things in life that call on us to be empathetic. Yeah, save it. There's better places to use your empathy, I would think. I will say in the time that this broke, I have had two classes and been around a lot of younger people. And out of, I would say, maybe 40-some people that I've talked to about this subject and everything, one person was a little defensive about the CEO, and that and this person's doing it, and as they're doing it, everybody in the class is just looking at them and judging them like they're that CEO. Like they might as well have been like, just really, you're really kind of telling on yourself when you're doing that. I feel like
It's a
story that I think is probably going to die soon, you know, but
it's not going to be around forever.
I hope we can remember that, you know, what it's like when we get along and we can laugh at things together, and we can find things that maybe are just fun to laugh at that don't involve, you know, basically families being destroyed.
The fallout of this is not a happy thing,
right,
obviously.
Right.
But also, you know, you want to be able to have people in charge of companies that have integrity.
Yeah,
and that you can put trust into.
Employees have to sign these things all the time. Employees have to sign ethics things or stuff like that all the time. If we're not going to hold the people at the top of the chain to these same standards, what kind of company are you running? Mm-hmm. What kind of business? What kind of world are we if we let people that are at the top of the chain, at the top of the positions, that have no accountability, that's not the country we built here. That's the exact opposite of the country we built here. This country was built to not only have accountability, but in a very well done way, I think. There can be no king. There can be no hierarchy, because this group, whether it's Congress or Senate or whatever you might be in the given situation, is supposed to be the last line of defense, the keeping from having kings, these kind of things. And it's this isn't just at a political level. I mean this in a business level, and your PTAs. I mean, anything. We can't have this.
Because all of those boards have ethics,
yes,
agreements that you sign.
Yeah.
When you're part of something like that. And again, it's that accountability. You know, you're accountable for your actions.
Yeah, and
and his were just broadcast to everyone.
One of the things that I think is really impressive to me about the younger generation and them doing their own thing, and I mean by this, I'm talking even people in their early 30s. I'm not talking necessarily the youngest of generations here or anything, but just younger than mine. There is this, growing up and talking about more and more about mental health, there's this idea that growing up, you had to be Michael Jordan. You had to be obsessed with winning. It had to be the only thing you thought about, the only thing you cared about, to a point where everything in life you were competitive about, and that is what made a champion. And whether we're talking about in business or sports or whatever, that was this relentless attitude you had to have. I grew up feeling the same way. We're seeing more and more with modern athletes, with modern people. Scottie Scheffler is probably the best golfer in the world right now, and he just came out and talked about how winning, just, he doesn't get it. He doesn't know. He understands. He's obsessed with it, and you know, go. He just got done this weekend winning a championship, a major. But he doesn't know if it's everything he feels like it should be. It should mean more, and all these things. Like, he's being very honest about this, that he's not obsessed with winning. He's not He just became a dad, and that means more to him, and these things. And he's still winning. and he's still out there. So, you know, it's not just him. It's plenty and plenty of other examples. Usain Bolt is maybe a great example of this, too. Maybe the greatest track and field we've ever seen. Greatest short runner we've ever seen, for sure. This is a guy, notoriously, anybody with two bits of information about track and field will tell you he's one of the worst starters you've ever seen. Just horrible at starting a race, but an amazing finisher, and a guy that doesn't take the sport or himself too seriously. Like, we're seeing more and more of that. The idea that you can do both, you can have a you know, care about your family, care about, you know, being a good parent, and also being very good as a CEO or very good athlete or along those things.
Well, and especially if your goal is always to, you know, okay, I just want to go. I come out with a better score than I started with. You know, I want to be better than my last score or my last, you know, whatever I achieved last. I just want to keep doing that.
Yeah.
Then it's not about winning. It's you're in a competition with yourself.
And I think that that same kind of mindset, that came that same model, doesn't, you know, can work for being the head of a Fortune 500 company or something like that. We're seeing more and more evidence that that obsessiveness or that insanity kind of for one thing doesn't usually end well. And it doesn't, yeah, and for the company, the workers, or the person themselves. You see a lot of unhappy people in that regard, and a lot of companies that are not surviving because of it. I don't know that I don't know that that's necessarily why my company didn't work. So I don't know if people remember this or not, but when I first came back to Wisconsin and everything, I did try to start my own company. I don't know why you're laughing, Melissa.
Oh, sorry. It was before my time, James. I thought you were making a joke.
You remember?
Please explain.
Thank you. You remember how they used to have singing telegrams?
Yes.
I wanted to do singing, just door-to-door Simpsons impressions. You could, for $1.99, I would show up for a couple of minutes to your doorstep and do Simpsons impressions. Never got off the ground. Never got off the ground. Couldn't get investors. Could not get investors.
Well, maybe if you didn't go to the investors wearing the wig.
It's a bad idea. It's really hard to take somebody seriously.
You're already really tall, and then when you have to stoop down to get through the doors, it just kind of leaves a bad, I don't know, James.
No! We will come.
But the question is, I do want to ask you, though, before we go to break, what would you do if you were featured on a Kiss Cam?
Oh, if I was that CEO,
you.
If I'm with somebody that I like on a date or whatever and everything, I'm kissing them. Like as long, but I think we all know this, even though I don't know that we know how to describe it. You look in that person's eyes and you know whether you should go or stop. If you look at their eyes and they're like biggest saucers and they're terrified of the moment
and they're shaking their head no,
maybe you just laugh it off or something like that, or kiss your hand or something like that, or whatever,
or wave. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel,
and
like
if it's somebody you're not even with, then yeah, maybe don't kiss them.
I feel like this, the only time this would ever happen to me is going to a game with a buddy of mine and the most uncomfortable situation either of us have ever been in. What would you do?
Yeah, I'd probably, if I was with somebody, I'd kiss them. Sure, why not?
I think
if that's what it, if that's what it's about.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I'm a foolish romantic, and that usually wins out. So I feel like
I love it when
they
have them focused on kids.
Yeah,
and kids
yeah.
get so excited about yeah. seeing themselves on the big screen. I just think that's cute.
It's fun. That is a fun one. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some fun when we come back after our news, sports, entertainment, and partner break here on The Morning Show at 97.5 FM WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. We hope you're having a great Tuesday out there. Melissa and James hanging out with you over here. And I think this is a topic that hits a little close to home for me. I wasn't even sure if I wanted to do this one.
Okay.
We are smack dab in the middle of beach season. But for almost a third of Americans, no season is beach season. Got to be very careful with the way I'm saying that. A new poll found 30% of us haven't been to a beach in the last 5 years.
Wow.
That includes 18% who said it's been over a decade and 3% who have never been to a beach.
That's sad. But maybe they don't like sand.
Yeah, yeah. 44% of Americans have gone in the past year. Around 1 in 5 have been to a beach in the past month. 79% said that they like or love the beach, 14% don't, and 7% don't have strong feelings either way. Men are more likely to say that they hate the beach.
Okay.
Whether you enjoy yourself or not might depend on the type of beach you go to. 74% of us think a quiet, uncrowded beach is ideal.
Yes.
And just 12% prefer beaches with lots of people.
Okay.
The remaining 4% don't have a preference. They love or hate all beaches equally. So I think that, immediately I think about swimming with this and everything, but it doesn't really have to do with swimming. It's just more so about going to the beach.
Right.
There's plenty of people that go to the beach and have, never even touched the water.
Mm.
Do you like beaches? Do you like going there?
I do. I don't go as often as I used to. Loved it when I was a kid. It was my favorite place to be in the summertime. Building sandcastles, playing in the water, swimming, running up onto the sand, getting covered in sand, running back into the water to get all the sand washed off.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm less liking being covered in sand.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is probably the reason why I'm not at the beach as much.
Mm.
But, yeah, no, I still like a beach day. I less like the sun on me.
So, I hear you.
So I try to, you know, either cover up or have an umbrella.
I can't get enough of either. The beach, the sun, all of it. I love it all. I want more of it in my life. I am a water person. Any chance to be around water, be in it, I'll take it.
Yeah, same. But now I'm more leery of exposing my skin to the sun.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's smart. So, that's very smart.
Yeah.
When it comes to, you know, people not doing it and everything, outside of like personal preferences, what you were saying about the sand, some of that. One of the things that I find a little sad with this is certainly my love of water and you know, putting that on others. Not everybody, you know, looks at a big body of water and thinks it's awesome or cool or beautiful or wants to jump in it or whatever. So that deeps their own when it comes to that. But the part that I can't help my brain connecting to is an article that you and Seth and I talked about a little while ago about people going to the movies and how less and less people are going to the movies. And we're getting more and more of these opportunities for strangers being around strangers and enjoying themselves to going away. Whether it's a bunch of strangers sitting in a movie theater and laughing at the same joke, or everybody at the same beach enjoying the same sunny day, we're getting less and less of these opportunities for a stranger next to stranger enjoying themselves and having a good time.
Yeah, and it does seem like there is less of that happening. Do you have a solution?
Yeah, we create more events. We create more things that people are you know, I don't want to say, I hate that. I don't like overusing the word modern, but modernizing this a little bit to where, you know, people are comfortable, people want to do these things, and things that bring people out.
Okay. Should we throw a party?
I think that that's a really good idea, Melissa, and I love working with you, and I love the fact that you saw exactly where I was going with this. yes, I think we should. I think we should throw a party.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you know what? Let's do it. Yeah, let's just decide right here.
Should we do it?
Well, I'm going to be busy over the next couple of weekends, I think, and you know, as a company. Yeah.
Maybe we should do a weekday?
Okay.
That sounds good.
Let's give this some time. Let's look at August.
Okay. So maybe like a month from now?
That sounds good. Yeah, I like that. Right. I like that. Right. So
I think Wednesday is a good day.
Okay. You know, perfect. Actually, perfect. Yeah. It gives people something in the middle of the week to look forward to. It'll be it's not too big. Yeah, I like that. I'm looking at the, what is that, August 20th?
That sounds good to me. I'm free.
All right. Cool. Me too. I'm open.
Okay.
You know, we should get some food for this. If we're going to do this, we got to feed people.
Hey, I know somebody.
Ooh, good.
How about tacos? Everybody loves tacos.
Everybody loves tacos, yes. Okay,
I'm going to talk to my person, and we'll see if we can get them there.
I like that.
I like a taco truck.
You know, I also like the idea of getting, because, you know, what is the main thing we do around here? Buy local, support local. Having some of our local nonprofits or some people coming by and hanging out with us. I think we should reach out to some people. We'll see what we can do there.
We should. Absolutely.
You know, this is sounding a little familiar, too, though, Melissa.
Kind of
like what we did last year.
Like a parking lot party?
Yeah, yeah. Like an open house. Yeah.
Hey!
I like this. I like
Do it. And you know what I think we should also do, James? Since this year is going to be, our 85th anniversary for WFHR, Pam's got those really cool cookbooks the radio station used to put out in a drawer. Did you see those?
Yeah. Got a great picture of our good friend Milt on there. Yeah. Yeah.
I think we should put together a new cookbook.
Oh, whoa. Wow, that's a big move. I like this. You sure about this?
I know. Yeah. Well, you know what? We've got so many listeners, and there's so much good food out there, and we talk about food all the time. Food is fantastic. Food brings people together. Let's have people submit their recipes to put in a new cookbook.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Genius idea. I love it. Yes, yes, yes. We have just a world of great chefs and cooks and wonderful recipes out there.
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to immortalize those? How'd you like to put them in the WFHR cookbook? I love this idea.
That's such a great idea.
That's
love
fun.
It.
Can I take it one step further?
Okay. I guess, maybe.
So that's great for the audience, and I love the audience participating with it, and you know, our great team, because we got also a lot of great cooks around here. I know this because half of my body weight is becoming from our wonderful staff here that cooks and makes baked goods and all that. What about a staff cook-off?
Ooh. Staff cook-off? Okay. What kind of things are we going to cook, though?
Ooh. Oh, I didn't get that far. Oh, I didn't think about that.
How about desserts?
Oh, good idea. Yeah, desserts. I like that.
Everybody loves desserts.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even you could make something, James.
I maybe could. Yeah, I might throw my hat in the ring on this one.
Maybe.
I might. Now, I would love, especially, it might be good for me to do that, because while I would love to be the judge of this, I would never be able to choose between any of these people. We would be there all day. This event would never end.
I don't think you could be the judge.
No.
We need someone outside of the team.
I think we'll look into that. Look into that one. I think we're thinking of some people right now, the two of us, so we'll reach out to that. But that's
and
a fun part.
Maybe we could even get, you know, listener can weigh in on the taste testing, too. Could we have taste testing during the party?
We gotta. We can't just be doing
and
this.
People can vote on what they like, and then maybe we'll have a celebrity judge.
Oh, I love this. Yes, yes. I will reach out to Dolly right away. I like this, though. We'll get somebody.
You know, Dolly does have a line of cake mixes and desserts now that you can get.
And something to think about. I think that, you know, it was similar to last year. I think it's a good idea if we can make this for everybody, the whole family. Mm-hmm. You know, it's middle of the day, so maybe, you know, there's parents out there and they got the kids home during the summer. How about we do some stuff for the kids, too?
Yeah, let's do that. You know, the kids that came last year and got to try being a radio broadcaster or a sports broadcaster or a morning show host, they really enjoyed that. What if we did that again, James?
Yes, yes, yes. As long as you're game, because you did an amazing job with those kids.
I think that's fun. It was so much fun. They were awesome. And then we still have some of the bracelets with the USB drives in them, so the kids can take their work home with them.
Yeah, so parents make plans to bring the kids on by and let them get a taste of radio life and hearing themselves and all that, and they'll be able to take it home with them. I like this, yes.
Yeah.
I
think we should bring back the hula hoop contest.
Okay, I was going to bring it up. We had a sleeper come in and steal the show last year.
We totally did.
I've had a year to practice, so even though I literally don't have hips, I will attempt this again this year.
It's all about the weighted hoop, James.
I'm learning. I think that this is fun, but we also have a lot of listeners outside of the market that might want to be a part of this and everything. Mm-hmm. So maybe we do a live remote. Maybe we bring this on air too.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, I like that. I like this.
Okay. All right. Should we do it? Could we do it on both stations?
We have. Yes. 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 Brilliant idea. Yeah. Yeah. We definitely will.
So this is going to be so much fun. I can't wait.
I think we got something building here.
Our staff might be mad at us that we just kind of like, you know.
Oh, they're furious. I'm not looking out there. I'm not leaving the studio for at least an hour or two.
Good thing Beth and Aaliyah are stuck out on a golf course right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Laura's probably working hard in the other studio, not paying attention.
I do think that the workload is distracting them enough to where we can buy us some time. Maybe enough time for me to get out of the building.
Get everybody on board. Mm-hmm. I mean, Beth likes to make stuff. She's going to make something for the dessert cook-off.
They'll be game. They'll be game.
Of course
they
will. We have the best team in radio.
Mm-hmm. Our station open house, August 20th. Melissa and I are making it official. We're making this
official. What do you say, noon to 6?
Perfect. I love it. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, perfect.
And then we should obviously, you know, do the live remote here on this station from, what, noon to 2?
Probably noon
to 2. Get people to come down?
Yeah, I think that'll be good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll free me up afterwards to go a hula hoop too.
And then we'll do what on WIRI?
I think 5 to 6 works. I think 5 to 6. I like that.
Okay, and then maybe we can get some of our kid announcers with their pieces that they make during the day. We could play them during that 5 to 6 hour.
Oh, I love it. I love this. This is fantastic.
I love getting kids on the radio. I think it's so fun.
Any chance to do it, you know? Mm-hmm. That's the future of radio. So I 100% agree.
Yeah. Hey, and you know what? Ashley said she knows somebody that has a dessert truck. I know we'll make some desserts, but we got to have, like, you know, actual desserts there, too.
So, oh, yeah. That'd be great.
We'll get that. We'll have some games. We'll invite some people to put up booths from our community. I think this sounds like it's going to be so much fun.
This is really coming together. And the only thing that's going to make it better is having you there, everybody. Make plans. August 20th, we'll have our station open house party.
Parking lot party.
Yeah.
Isn't that the day after Seth's birthday?
Oh, perfect. Perfect. We should have pie.
We should have pie.
We should celebrate.
We should have pie. We should just have a huge party. This sounds like it's going to be perfect.
This is going to be great.
We need the recipes. I think people could start sending those in now.
Yes. Please do, everybody.
Send them to our email addresses or message us on Facebook, whatever's convenient for you.
Just like you get us your birthdays and anniversaries or any other ways you interact with us, I think if you want to go ahead and email us info@wfhr.com, probably do it off of our Facebook pages as well, or reach out to our front desk. You talk to Pam and she can help you get that recipe to us. But do start sending us your recipes, everybody, and we will get them a part of this cookbook that we will be releasing as part of our 85th anniversary here at WFHR.
Which is all the way in November, so we have plenty of time to compile all these recipes.
For now, make plans. August 20th, we will meet you right here at the studios for our party. We're going to have some fun with this one, our parking lot party.
It's going to be so much fun. I can't
wait.
Going
to be a blast. We'll be back with more show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James wrapping things up, taking it to the top of the hour, getting you ready for more great civic media programming throughout the day. Going to touch on our schedule to get into that, get you covered with that, and get in some good stories of the day while we can. Do want to remind everybody, Rafter Baseball back on your radio dial tonight at 6:20. The boys of summer are up in Fond du Lac, take on the Dock Spiders. Should be a good one. Hoping to get in that W column again with our Rafters. Enjoy every game this season. Season's wrapping up, everybody. It's getting closer and closer. Enjoy the remainder of this wonderful season. And shout out to all of our Rafters and all these players coming to town and everything. We appreciate them. Get your tickets at northwoodsleague.com. We'll have more Rafter Baseball on the radio dial tomorrow, along with some playmakers for you. More on that tomorrow.
Excellent.
Our Wisconsin Rapid City Band has been at this for over 160 years, and they enjoy performing just as much as you enjoy taking it in. They've been having a wonderful summer with their summer concert season, and today they're going to be over at the Robinson Park Band Shell with their dance concert with special guest, the Swing Doctors.
Awesome.
It's going to be so much fun.
Put your dancing shoes on.
Yeah, get on down there and move and get some exercise and have some fun. Dance like nobody's watching. Enjoy yourself over beautiful Robinson Park tonight. They will kick things off at 7:30 with the Swing Doctors, our Wisconsin Rapid City Band.
Awesome.
Have a great show, you guys. Have a great show, everybody. That's going to be fun. I wanted to mention as well our wonderful Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo, which is at 1911 Gaynor Avenue, just a stone's throw away from us over here. Tomorrow, they're going to be bringing Zoo Zort back.
Nice.
11 a.m., they'll have a show, and then again at 1 o'clock. Noel Tarrant has been a licensed animal educator for over 20 years. She'll capture kids' attention with interactive questions and demonstrations and animals. Noel's been on the air with us a couple of times. We've talked with Zoo Zort a lot over the years, and fantastic people.
Great information.
Yeah, that's going to be a really fun show. Check that out. 11:30 and 1 o'clock shows tomorrow over at Helen's Zoo House at the Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo.
Nice.
Enjoy that one, everybody. Take that in. We also want to remind everybody that going on tomorrow will be American Heroes Cafe over at Crossview Church, 7:30 to 9:30. Make sure all of our area veterans, military, police, and firefighters know they are welcome. This is a great morning for them, a great way to start the day for them.
And it's just a great atmosphere, good conversation.
Take that event in, everybody. And also remember that going on tomorrow from 9 to noon is the Wood County Veterans Expo over at Crossview Church, after.
So a lot of really great information there. Good time to ask questions. Find out about benefits and coverage you may not even know exists.
Mm-hmm. Join the Tomah VA Medical Center and the Wood County Veterans Service Office over there and our great friends at those different groups for all that information and be able to ask those questions that mm-hmm. especially you're just talking to a person straight up one-on-one. Take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. Also, a little bit later today, we'll have the Rapids Report. Looking forward to that. Going to have another great episode for you. We'll be talking with the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center.
Nice.
Looking forward to that. One of the things we'll be talking about and touching on is their Touch-A-Truck event. join us for the 5th annual Touch-A-Truck event going on July 26th, 11 to 3. This is a free event for the whole family over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. Our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center doesn't have a lot of opportunities like this. We encourage you to be a part of it. We're going to have all the big timers there. We'll have our police department, our fire department, our sheriff's department going to be down there with their vehicles. Yeah. Great opportunity for the kids to check these out, see them, and have some fun. They'll have kids' games, food, raffle, all kinds of fun.
And a chance for kids to sit in a lot of these vehicles is just so cool.
Yeah, yeah. And make sure that you get there at a good time before me, and I'm not trying to cut in line and get ahead of them and everything.
Sure, James.
I will do that. Find out more information about this and all the other great resources that the Family Center has for you at familyctr.org. Be sure to bookmark that page and support our great friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. And speaking of supporting our friends, our good friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties have their Stuff the Bus event going on right now, and we are a drop-off location.
We are. There's a box right there in the lobby. You can bring in some school supplies, backpacks, notebooks, folders, markers, anything you can think of kids need in school.
Yeah.
Bring them right by.
There's a great list of items that they need at uwswac.org. Get on over there and help us impact the future, everybody. It's a great opportunity to be able to do that you don't get every day. Encourage you to check that out.
I need these kids to have a good start.
Mm-hmm. Great show, Melissa.
You too, James.
Have a great day, everybody. Be good to each other.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.